All right. Hi.
Hey.
So this is my dad.
Hey there. I'm Dylan's dad. I'm Charles Dayton.
I have a few questions, if you don't mind me asking you.
All right. Fire away.
All right. Cool. How did you feel when you met your mom?
I met my mom?
Or when
I
you
was
know.
Very young at the time.
Sorry, I mean when you met my mom.
That I remember a little more clearly. How did I feel when I met your mom? I was very attracted to her. She's a very beautiful woman, and so when I first saw her, we were both catering at the time. That's what we were doing for a living, and she was working the party. We were both there in our what we called black and whites, white tuck shirt, black pants, black shoes, and an apron, and we kind of spent the night flirting with each other. And at the end of the night, I asked her if she'd go out with me, and she said no.
Really?
Really, yeah. She turned me down flat. And then we met at another party that we were both working at, and the same thing happened, and I asked her again, and she turned me down.
Again?
Again. And then at a third party, which was a Christmas party, and like a couple of weeks or months had gone by between these different parties that we were working at, we met at a Christmas party at Universal Studios. And I figured, what the heck, I'll ask her one more time. And if she says no, I'll just leave it. And I asked her, and she said, yeah. We ended up going out. If she had said no, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
So, wait, what do you think made her say yes the third time?
It's just sheer persistence and charm.
Charm indeed, my friend, charm indeed. This is kind of changing subjects a little here, but did you ever wish you didn't have me, or did you ever regret having me?
No.
No, never?
No, never. You were a very wanted and planned for child. So there was no oops or accident involved where you're concerned, my son.
Did you have any stories or anything about that?
It was, an experience unlike any I had ever had. I'd never been in a delivery room before. I mean. And, there's nurses and there's doctors and all that. And you were not an easy birth, actually, for your mom. You were hanging on for dear life in there. Apparently you didn't want to come out. You liked where you were.
Okay.
And at one point, the doctor put a suction cup on your head, and he literally had a foot up on the bed. And he was pulling on the suction cup and pressing in on the bed of the foot. And I said, don't pull his head off. And the doctor laughed. And eventually we got you out. I'll tell you the moment that really hit me the most was, after all the excitement of the birth and dealing with the hospital and stuff like that, when we checked out of the hospital and they wheeled your mom down in the wheelchairs, they don't let anybody walk out of a hospital, with you in her arms. And I brought the car around, and we put you in the car seat that we had just installed. And we were driving away from the hospital, and I looked at your mom, and she looked at me, and we realized, well, this is it. We are now forever with a kid. This is our life from now on. And there's no instruction manual for this, and there's no guide for this, and we just kind of got to figure it out. It was really the moment that it hit home that we had another person in our lives.
I mean, I'm probably going to eventually have a child or probably experience the same thing you did.
Maybe. It's all, kind of out there in the ether and conceptual until you get that kid home. And the thing about it is that feeling doesn't last long because all of a sudden you're caught up in the day-to-day things you have to do with the child, and it's nonstop.
I've heard so many things about babies that they eat, sleep, and poop, and it's just a recurring 1, 2, 3, eat, sleep, and poop.
That's pretty much it. Regardless of whatever you have on the docket that you need to do, that child needs to be cared for.
Well, I mean, thank you. I appreciate
welcome.
This. Yeah, this is fun. I like this.
I enjoyed it.